弟兄姊妹，我们来看几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few portions of the Bible.
约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
大祭司的祷告。
This is our high priest's prayer.
我们来读十七章，我们看我们来看两段，第一处第四节到第五节。
We will read two passages here. First is verses 4 and 5.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
我想这个荣耀的事，当然主耶稣在十字架上成就了救赎，神救赎的计划。
This work refers to the redemptive work on the cross our Lord has accomplished.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是唯有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
这里两节的圣经三次提到荣耀。
In these two verses, glory is mentioned three times.
整个十七章有六次提到那个荣耀。
And in the whole chapter 17, glory is mentioned six times.
到底这个荣耀是什么荣耀？
So exactly what this glory is?
我们再来看第二十二节。
Now let's read verse
22. 你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
合而为一，在十七章三次提到。合而为一，合而为一，合而为一，这是教会的荣耀，这是教会的荣耀。
We are one has been mentioned three times in chapter 17, and this refers to the glory of the church.
23节
Verse 23.
我在他们的里面，你在我的里面，使他们完完全全的。合而为一，感谢神，今天我们的主就在我们的里面。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. We praise the Lord that today our Lord is within us.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我。一样，弟兄姊妹读到这些圣经，巴不得在座的每一位都能够受这个感动。你看看主耶稣的祷告，让他们知道你爱他们，就像爱主耶稣基督一样。我们是谁呀？竟然他神要爱我们，就像爱他的独生儿子一样。
That the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. If only every brother and sister would be touched by this very verse, who are we? That God has loved us just as he has loved his beloved son.
24节 Verse 24. 这一句祷告非常非常的重要，这是第二个荣耀。
Verse 24 speaks of the second glory, which is so very important.
父啊，我在哪里？ 愿你赐给我的人也同我，就是同主耶稣一起在那里，不分开的。
Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, may be with me where I am, so we and our Lord are inseparable.
我在那里愿你所赐给我的人也同我，特别注意那个同我，在那里叫他们看见什么？看见我的荣耀。
Again, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me. Notice this, with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me.
什么是主的荣耀？最大的荣耀。
What is the glory of our Lord? The greatest glory.
从这句话给我们看到我们的主的祷告，不但是叫我们看见他的荣耀。我在哪里，愿意赐给我的人也同我在哪里，让他们也得着这一个荣耀，就是主耶稣基督要得着的那一个最大的荣耀。
From our Lord's prayer, we see that not only does our Lord want us to see this glory, but also where He is, there we should be also. That means He wants us to obtain this glory, the greatest glory of our Lord.
因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。这句话就是主耶稣，他非常有把握。
Our Lord Jesus is so assured of His statement.Because he said that Father has loved him before the foundation of the world.
创世以前你就爱我，你一定听我的祷告，成全我的心愿。
Since Father has loved the Son before the foundation of the world, so of course Father will hear our Lord's prayer and fulfill His desire.
哥罗西书
Colossians
第一章
Chapter 1
这一段你就看见什么叫荣耀，主耶稣的荣耀。
This passage we're going to read will show us what is the glory of Lord Jesus.
也要叫我们得到这个荣耀。
And also he wants us to obtain the same glory.
十二节。
Verse 12.
感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
有些版本翻译是叫我们能够与众圣徒一起得着这个光明的国度作为我们的基业。
Some versions would say that he has qualified us to be partakers of this kingdom of light as our inheritance.Verse 13.
他救了我们，做什么？脱离黑暗的权势，做什么？把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面。我们在爱子的里面，得蒙救赎，过犯得赦免。
He has delivered us. Why?From the power of darkness, why, and conveyed us to the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
救恩最终的目的，不但是脱离撒旦的权势，叫我们得以自由，得到永生。最终，我们要看到，把我们迁到，进到他爱子的国度里。
The ultimate goal of our salvation is not only to deliver us from sin, to free us, to be set free from darkness, but also to convey us into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
21. 你们从前与神隔离的，因着恶行，心里与他为敌的，弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的光景。过去的光景，但是主耶稣的祷告竟然叫我们能够得着他的荣耀。
And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind, brothers and sisters, this is our past condition. But through our Lord's priestly prayer, he enables us to obtain his glory.
父啊，爱他们就像爱我一样。嘿，我们是谁？他要爱我们。
For Father has loved the Son. Father has loved us just as he has loved the Son. Who are we that the Father should love us?
但如今他是做基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己的面前。弟兄姊妹，看到我们的地位，我们的身份是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责的，让我们看见这一点，我们的地位。
And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Brothers and sisters, let's all see. This is our identity. This is our standing before the Lord.
只要你是真正蒙恩得救的，基督在你的里面，你在他的里面，你在他的里面就是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责的。
As long as you are truly born again, then Christ in you, you in Christ, and before him, you are wholly blameless above reproach.
这要你们在所信的道上恒信，根基稳固，坚定不移，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去了福音的盼望。什么是我们福音的盼望？
If indeed you continue in the faith grounded and steadfast, I emphasize steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. What is the hope of the gospel?
基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
That is,
再念下去。
Christ in us, the hope of glory, as you continue to read on.
不要失去这样的福音的盼望。
Do not lose this hope of the gospel.
就是那个荣耀。
Which is the glory.
这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的这事。
The gospel was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
好，我们再读，今天我们多读一点经文吧，还要读两处，一处是彼得前书。
Today, we will read a bit more of the passages, so two more passages. First Peter,
第一章
chapter 1,
第八节
verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。这是指着我们主耶稣讲的。
Whom, that speaks of our Lord Jesus, whom having not seen, you love.
如今虽不得看见，却因着信，他就有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。这什么喜乐？
Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy. What kind of joy is this?
并且得着你们信心的那个结果就是什么？就是魂的救恩。特别注意，就是魂的救恩。
This joy is inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's take a special attention to this, salvation of your soul.
我们刚刚念的哥罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1.
信的道上很信，根基稳固，不要叫你们失去了那福音的盼望，就是这个盼望，你魂的得救。
The Colossians, we just read that we should be grounded and steadfast. Do not be moved away from the hope of the gospel. And that is the glory. And that is the salvation of your soul.
为什么魂的得救这么重要?
Why is the salvation of our souls is so crucial?
今天你的魂不得救，你就不能得到那个最大的荣耀，进到神的国度里。
Today, if your soul is not saved, then you're not able to enter into that greatest glory. That is, you cannot enter into the kingdom.
保尔彼得是非常注重国度，他也是非常注重魂的得救。
So Paul stresses very much of the kingdom of God. At the same time, he emphasizes the salvation of souls.
最后看彼得后书。
Now lastly, 2 Peter.
14节。
哪一章？
彼得后书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
Therefore, beloved,
你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然的进出。
Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blemish.
这是什么？
What is this?
魂的得救。
This is the salvation of our soul.
这是什么？就是我们福音的那个盼望。
What is this? This is the very hope of our gospel.
我们就能够进到那个永远的国。
That we will enter into the everlasting kingdom of God.
15节。
Verse 15.
并且要以我主长久忍耐，为得救的应有，就如。我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切信上也都是讲论这一些是讲了什么国度，讲了什么魂的得救，就是我们的行为各方面所表现的。保罗非常注意同彼得一样两个方面，一个国度，一个就是魂的得救。他所有的书信上写了这么多的书信，这个是重心。
And consider that long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things. What are these things?They are the kingdom, the salvation of our souls. Paul emphasizes so much of the manifestation of our behavior in every areas. So, Paul as Peter, they both emphasize kingdom and salvation of souls. Your head bow, please, let's pray.
主啊，亲人的早晨，我们特别感恩。
Lord,In this early morning, we are especially gracious to you.
我们今天还能够聚集在一起。
Because we can still continue to meet together.
我们还能在这里敬拜、赞美、唱诗、歌颂。
We can still praise you, worship you, and also give you thanks.
我们等一会我们还能够在一起擘饼纪念。
And later on, we can gather together to break bread to, in remembrance of you.
主，这是你特别的恩典。
Lord, this is your special grace.
我们要称颂至高者。
We will bless the Most High.
尊敬敬拜那一位活的永永远远的。
We will revere and hallow the one who lives forever and ever.
你的国度要存到永远，永远不能震动。
Your kingdom is everlasting that can never be shaken.
你的权柄要存到万代。
Your dominion endures to all generations.
我们知道地上无论发生什么事，你仍然在那里掌权。
We know whatever happens in this world, you continue to reign.
大水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐着。
Even at the great flood, the Lord sits and as king.
我都当起来称颂你。
So we shall all rise and sing your praise.
我们要用欢乐的嘴唇来赞美你。
With joyful lips.
主啊，你的慈爱 比生命格外的宝贝。
With joyful lips, we will praise you, for your life is better than your loving kindness is better than our life.
我们要称颂耶和华。
We will bless the Lord.
因为你本为善，你的慈爱称到永远。
For you are good, your loving kindness endures forever.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
余下的时间，我们一起举目仰望坐在宝座上的神。
We simply lift up our eyes together to the one who sits on the throne.
主开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
看见我们的主坐在高高的宝座上。
So that we will see our Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华。
Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts.
愿你的荣耀不但充满全地，今天就充满在我们的中间。
Let your glory not only fill the whole earth, but today fill us.
特别在这一个所发生的事的中间，我们更应当看见你的能力和你的荣耀。
Especially in the, this whole event of virus, let us see your glory and that see your dominion.
主，余下的时间，你的仆人，你的使女，所有在座的，我们都举目仰望你，等候你。
Lord, in the remainder of the time, the speaking and the speaker and also your maid and all those who are hearing here, we all lift up our eyes to you.
需要你的血洁净我们。
Because we do need your blood to cleanse us.
让我们能够守戒，心清的来侍奉。
So that we can serve and worship you with pure heart and clean hands.
更需要你的能力，能力的灵，刚强的灵，智慧的灵，充满我们。
We need even more of your spirit of strength, of wisdom, and of power to enable us.
主，我们都知道得力，得到能力是在平静安稳。
Because we know that we are strengthened in confidence and assurance.
主，让你的仆人能够平静的等候在你的面前。
Lord, allow your servant to wait before you quietly.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
荣耀全能都是你的。
Glory and dominion be unto you.
从今时一直到永永远远。
From this time forth and forever and ever.
我们祷告祈求是因耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
阿们。
阿们。
好，弟兄姊妹，这是真有一件事的第五讲。
Brothers and sisters, this is my fifth sharing on the theme, only one thing.
去年我讲了三次。
Last year, I have shared three times on this theme.
正月份我们讲第四次。
And the past January was my fourth session.
时间过得很快，差不多有两个月了，我们继续的讲真有一件事第五讲。
Time really flies fast, so today we'll continue to share on this theme of only one thing.
我想弟兄姊妹没有忘记什么叫只有一件事。
So I trust brothers and sisters have not forgotten what is this only one thing.
这是最宝贝的、最有价值的、最重要的那一件事。
This is the most precious, valuable, most important thing.
但愿我们都有这个意向。
If only we all had this vision.
若是我们能够认识这一件事，那我们真是有福了。
Blessed are we if we do understand what this one thing is.
我记得我曾经同你们交通道，看见大卫只有一件事，就是建造神的殿。你看神给他何等大的祝福，八个福。
I remember I share with you using David as an example.David only has one thing, which is to build the holy temple, and then see how God has greatly blessed him. Eight blessings.
我们看见外邦的古利王，他因为成就了神所喜悦的这一件事，神也照样的给他多少的祝福恩典。
And also we see the Gentile King Cyrus, as he has accomplished the Lord's good pleasure, and then God has given him so many blessings and grace.
所以巴不得我们有这样一个看见。
Oh, that all of us have the same seeing.
神要得着的就是教会和国度。
That what God wants to gain is his church and his kingdom.
就是这一件事。
This is the only thing for God.
那就是启示录到最后二十一章给我们看见的圣城、新耶路撒冷城，这是教会。
And also that's being recorded in Revelation chapter 21, the holy city, New Jerusalem, and this is the church.
国度啊，教会和国度是绝对绝对不能分的。
So the church and the kingdom definitely are inseparable.
国度，教会就是国度的实际，国度的彰显。
So church is actually the very reality and manifestation of God's kingdom.
我曾经用了哥林多前书的第四章有一句话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I once used it.
不在乎言语，在乎什么？在乎能力 ,power.
The kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power.
哥林多教会，这个地方的教会，他们就是国度的彰显，国度的实际。
The Corinthian church is actually the manifestation of the kingdom.
罗马书第十四章也很清楚给我们看见。
And Romans 14 also shows us very clearly.
神的国不在乎吃喝，在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。所以罗马的教会，它就是国度的彰显。
The kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So likewise, the church in Rome is also the manifestation of the kingdom.
这就是神所要得着的。
And this is what God wants to
gain. 这是他的家。
This is his.
这是他的居所。
This is his dwelling place. This is his household.
那就是圣殿。
And that is the holy temple.
这就是他的见证，荣耀的见证在我们的中间。
This is his testimony, his glorious testimony in our midst.
这就是耶路撒冷城。
And this is the Jerusalem wall.
他要在我们中间掌权，做王。
He will rule and reign in our midst.
这就是锡安。
And this is Zion.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
神所要得着的就是这个。
This is exactly what God wants to obtain.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我第四讲的时候讲到两个奥秘，就福音的奥秘。
Brother and sister, do you recall in my fourth sharing, I spoke of the mystery of the gospel.
什么是福音的奥秘？就是两个，虽然这个福音是这么大的救恩，但是归拢结果就是两个。
Although the gospel is so great, but it can be boiled down to two ingredients.
哥罗西书第一章你再念下去你就知道，保罗说，我为你们受苦却感觉到喜乐，为着教会就是基督的身体，要在我身上补满基督患难的确切。接下来你就看到哪一个教会。
Because Paul says in Colossians that I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and fill up in my flesh what's lacking in the afflictions of Christ for his body's sake, that is the church.
基督在你们心中成了荣耀的盼望。
And then Christ in you, the hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么盼望？
Brothers and sisters, what is this hope?
接下来就是哥林多前书的第二章，在万事以前就预定你们得着荣耀，那就是那个 destiny， 有一定的目的地的，有一天我们要进入的就是这个国度。
The second component of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says that God has predestined you before the ages for your glory. So there is this destination God has plans for all of us. That is to obtain his glory.
我们都非常熟悉的罗马书第八章，对不对？万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处的这一段经文，我们都会都背的。
And also, in Romans chapter 8, this verse we're all very familiar with can recite it. That is, all things work together for good.
要磨成神儿子的形象。
To those who love him, and we will all be conformed to the image of his son.
然后你再念下去最后的一节。
As you continue to read on the very last verse,
29还是34?
It's either verse 29 or 30.
他所预定的人,
whom he predestined,
他就召他们来,
these he called,
召他们来的人,
whom he called,
使他们称义,
these he justified.
称义做什么?得到生命,得到永远的生命,感谢神,这是不错的。
He justified them to receive this eternal life. Yes, it is right. We thank God for this.
最后一句话，叫他们得着荣耀。
But the last word says, to be glorified.
什么荣耀?
What glory is this?
我已经讲过了。
And I said this already.
哥罗西书，你若是念下去，第三章也是一样的。
If you continue to read Colossians up to chapter 3,
we come
to the same thing.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
We are,
基督是我们的生命，他若显现，我们要与他一同显在荣耀的里面。
We are dead, and our life and Christ are hidden in God. When he appears, we shall appear with him in glory.
什么荣耀?
What is this glory?
我们借用一节圣经。
One more verse.
提撒罗尼迦后书第二章这段话。
One passage I would like to use to explain this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
保罗为着提撒罗尼迦教会感谢神，因为神爱他们。
Paul gave thanks to God for all the Thessalonian brethren because God loved them.
神起初就拣选了你们。
He says, God from the beginning chose you.
叫你们因信真道。
That by belief in the truth,
又是做圣灵叫你们成为圣洁，以至于你们可以得救。
By sanctification of the Holy Spirit, that you become holy, that you would be saved.
接下来他说，协助我所传的福音，召你们到这个地步，叫你们什么得着耶稣基督的那个荣光和那个荣耀。
And God has called you through the gospel I preach, for you to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么荣耀?
What is this glory?
大祭司的祷告。
Think of the high priest of prayer.
我们提到了这一段大祭司祷告就是两个荣耀，一个是教会的荣耀。什么是教会的荣耀？合而为一。
In our high priest's prayer, there are two kinds of glory. First is the glory of the church, that is the glory in unity.
今天我们能够看到这个荣耀吗?
Today, can we see this glory?
地上的教会四分五裂。
Earthly churches have been disintegrated into different
parts. 就是一个地方的教会也是四分五裂。
Even in one local church, it often is divided.
但是我相信。
But I believe.
主来的一切。
Before the Lord returns.
这个荣耀一定要彰显出来。
This glory will surely be displayed.
合一的教会。
To see the church in unity.
大祭司祷告另外一个荣耀就是国度。
And the glory mentioned in our high priest prayer is the kingdom.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你赐给我的人也与我同在那里，叫他们看见我的荣耀。
Father, I also desire they whom you gave me may be with me where I am, so they will behold my glory.
什么是主的荣耀?
What is our Lord's glory?
感谢主他在十字架上完成了神的救恩，这是一个荣耀。
We give thanks to the Lord because on the cross he has accomplished this redemption. Yes, this is glory.
主耶稣在十字架上七句话，其中有一句话成了。
And on the cross our Lord utters seven words. One of them is, it is done, finished.
这是荣耀。
This is glory.
不但他为我们死，三天以后从死里复活，如今升得高天，坐在神宝座的右边，这是荣耀。
Not only did he die for us, but 3 days later, he ascended on high. He is now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and this is glory. As the Son of God, he has this glory originally. But for us, he became the Son of Man. For our sake, he humbled himself. For our sake, he descended from the third heaven, the highest place, down to Hades, and stayed there for 3 days. And then God again has highly exalted him. Now he is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God.
这是荣耀,
this is glory, isn't it?
弟兄姊妹,
beloved, there is something much more glorious.
万口都要向他称颂, 看看今天的世界, 有多少的期待是向他跪拜, 有多少的口是称他为主的。
Everything shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Think of today's world, how many knees bow to him, how many of them acknowledge him as Lord Jesus.
就是今天在神的教会, 也有很多的教会, 我们并没有看见主耶稣的那个宝座, 主耶稣被高举, 万气在那里跪拜他, 没有, 今天很多教会所拜的,
even today, in today's churches, many people have not seen that he is the Lord of the Lord and have not bowed their knees and confessed him as their Lord, have not seen his throne.
但是有一天,
but one day,
主的国要降临,
the kingdom of our Lord will arrive.
启示录第十一章, 吹响的时候，天上有大声音说：“世上的国要成为我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。”在那一个时候，你就看见万气都要跪拜，万口都要称颂他是主。In
Revelation chapter 11, we see that at the sound of the seventh trumpet, there are loud voices in the heaven, saying that the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our God and his Christ, for he shall reign forever and ever, and at that time you shall see, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. But again, is this the glory that our Lord wants to gain? There is even much more glory than this.
什么荣耀?
What is it?
他要带领众子, 一同进到荣耀里去, 这是希伯来书第二章,
that he will bring many sons together into glory as recorded in Hebrews 2.
让他们看见我的荣耀,
so they will, behold my glory at the same time, apprehend this glory. And this is the passage we just read about our high priest's prayer.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, who are we?
都是灰尘啊,
we are but dust.
你记得以赛亚书第64章, 大概第8节, 那里有一段话说, 耶和华是我们的父, 我们都是泥巴, 他是窑匠, 我们都是他手中的工作。
Do you recall in Isaiah 64:8 that we are but clay, he is the potter, and we are the work of his hand, he is our father.
我们都是泥巴,
we are but clay.
我们都是粪土,
we are but dust and ashes.
有一天我们成为圣城,
but one day we will all become the new Jerusalem, the holy city, become refined gold,
都是宝石, 都是珍珠,
pearls and precious stones.
哎呀, 你看见这个荣耀吗?
Have you seen this glory?
撒母耳记第二章，我们哈拿的那个祷告，那个赞美。
First Samuel chapter 2, Hannah's prayer and her praise.
她说唯有你是圣的，除你以外没有能够与你相比的，也没有磐石像你一样的。
She says, no one is holy like the Lord. There is none besides you, nor is there any rock like you, God.
接下来怎么讲？
What does she say?
你叫人死，
later on?
你叫人活，你叫人下阴间，你叫人上升，你叫人贫穷，你叫人富足，你叫人珍贵，你叫人卑贱。
The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up.
你在灰尘中、尘土中抬举了我们，高抬了我们，叫我们与王子同坐。得到了荣耀的那个座位，弟兄姊妹，这是个最大最大主的荣耀，在国度里面。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to set us among princes to make us inherit the throne of glory. Brothers and sisters, this is our greatest, greatest glory.
弟兄姊妹，我现在就想到现在这种形势。
Now, brothers and sisters, as I consider current situation,
弟兄姊妹，让我们看见谁在掌权，不要怕。
Brothers and sisters, let us see who reigns. Do not fear.
不要像世界上人这种形势，我们惊慌失措啊。
Do not be like the rest of the world, being seeing our current situations, and we.Seem to lose our wit and we're so dismayed not knowing what to do.
好多地方米也买不到，好多地方水也买不到，哎呀和我好多那个说不定买个东西都抢光了，哎呀人心惶惶啊。
In many places, you cannot buy rice or water, and every person's heart is unsettled and flustered.
弟兄姊妹，你我是谁？
But brother and sister,Who,
你没有看到你是谁，对不对？
Have you not seen who you are? Who am I? Who are you?
你也像世人那样的惊慌失措吗？
Are you going to be like the sons of the world, to be so unsettled and not knowing what to do?
我今天看见你们中间就少了很多人。
Today, I've seen so many people missing in your
midst. 当然很多老人，他们身体虚弱，有很多的病痛。他们不来完全对的，是他们的智慧，是应该的。
Of course, for the elderly ones, because they are physically frail with many diseases, it is right for them not to come, and I consider it is wisdom on their part.
但是我们不能孤独的、孤独的，我们要适中的，我们要有智慧，怎么来应对这样一个局面。
But everything,
我们要越过，我们也不急。
But everything should be done in moderation. We do not want to come short, nor do we want to go overboard.
感谢主，以赛亚书第八章第十三节怎么讲的？
We give thanks to the Lord. Isaiah chapter 8, what does it say?
前面十二节、十一节说，你们不要像他们那样的畏惧，像他们那样的害怕，你们不要像他们，当然指出那些不信的人。
First, do not be like unbelievers that you fear as they fear, you dread as they dread.
但你们要尊万军的耶和华为圣，他是你们所当惧怕的，他是你们所当畏惧的，除此以外不要害怕。
But
不要像他们一样。
But hallow the Lord of hosts, him you shall fear, him you shall dread. Do not be like the rest of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你看看诗篇第五十七篇大卫的祷告第一节，五十七篇诗篇五十七，大卫怎么讲？神啊，求你怜悯我，求你怜悯我，因为我的心投向死，我投在你的翅膀的荫庇下。等到这个灾祸过去，等到这个灾祸过去， 我投靠你，投靠在你的慈邦的荫庇下，求你怜悯我，我这个小心的人，你要怜悯我。现在让我的心转向你，让我们投靠你，投靠在你的翅膀的荫下，叫我不再害怕。
Read Psalm 57, David's Psalm. David said that, O Lord, be merciful to me, be merciful to me, for I take refuge in you. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge. Until the calamities have passed by, we shall all return to God. For God to have mercy upon us who are men of little faith, but do not fear.
诗篇第这个以赛亚书第二十六章的第三节那里怎么讲？我们要专心依赖耶和华，他必保守我们，必保守我们十分的平安，因为我们投靠他。
Isaiah 26, Isaiah says that we, our souls trust in the Lord, and he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Let's all turn to him and take refuge under him.
因为我投靠耶和华，我要投靠他直到永远。为什么？因为耶和华是我的什么？是我的磐石。
I will take refuge in the Lord forever. Why? Because he is my rock.
大卫的诗篇，我可以站在这块磐石上面，昂首高过四面的仇敌，高过所有的灾害，对不对？
David says,
保守我，看顾我。
David says in his psalm that I can stand high on this rock.And because I can overcome all my enemies, because he is my rock.
所以我要在他的帐篷里面欢然的献祭，唱诗歌颂赞美耶和华。
Therefore, in his tabernacle, with joy, I will sing, I will praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个形式也是考验我们，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, the current situation also tests us. Do you
know this? 等会我们会交通到《生命记》的第八章，三次提到我要苦练你们，试炼你们，我要管教你们。这里有一句话说，我要试炼你们，苦练你们，要知道你们的心内如何。
Later we will share on Deuteronomy chapter 8. Three times the Lord says, I will humble you, I will test you to see what your heart is.
今天就这个时候。
Today is the time.
你的心内如何？
To know what your heart is.
你靠耶和华吗？
Do you truly rely on the Lord?
你知道他在那里掌权吗？
Do you know he reigns?
这是一个考验的时候。
This is the time of testing.
感谢神。
Praise God.
让我们把这些话坚固我们的信心。
Let this word strengthen our faith.
我们需要这些话。
We do need these words.
哎呀，最近我看见一篇文章，非常好的文章，就是《生命记》开里面一篇文章。
Recently, I read a very good article from Life Quarterly.
现在这个形式我已经讲了，对着我们基督徒到底有什么关系？
I mentioned exactly how the current situation relates to us.
这篇文章就告诉我们一件事。
And from this article, the author tells us one thing.
他的题目是什么呢？
What is the title of this article?
生命期刊题目。但愿我的头像水一样。
May our head be like water.
我们知道这是耶利米哀歌的。
We know this is from Lamentation.
耶利米哀歌第三章第四十八节，你看一节圣经。
Lamentation 3:48. Here is the verse.
他怎么讲的？
What does it say?
我的子民。我的百姓他们毁灭了。哎呀，耶利米看到这件事，他看见耶路撒冷毁坏了，看见圣城毁坏了，看见他的百姓都被掳了。哎呀，他就哭啊，本来哭就要像眼泪一滴滴下来的，他的眼泪就像水一样的淌下来。
Jeremiah witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem, the captivity of his people. So Jeremiah cried. It's not just a few teardrops, but the tears simply overflow.
弟兄姊妹，以色列的百姓是神的选民。
Beloved, Israelites are God's elect.
以色列的百姓是主神的羊。
Israelites are God's flock.
以色列的百姓是耶和华的妻子。
Israelites are the Lord's wife.
以色列的百姓是葡萄园。
Israelites are the Lord's vineyard.
以色列的百姓在眼中看为珍宝。
And Israelites are treasured in the sight of the Lord.
我们教会也是一样。
So likewise, so is the church.
你不是主的羊吗？
Aren't you the flock of the Lord?
我们不是主的妻吗？
Aren't we the Lord's wife?
我们不是选民吗？
Aren't we his elect?
我们不是神眼中的珍宝吗？
Aren't we the treasure in the sight of God?
教会不是葡萄园吗？
Isn't the church the vineyard?
哎呀，耶利米看到这种情况，他怎么能够不哭啊？
As Jeremiah saw all these things, how could he not weep?
接下来他怎么讲？对，这篇文章怎么讲？
What does the article continue to say?
要悔改。
Repent.
接下来他说要悔改，谁要悔改？
The author says, repent. Who need to repent?
他讲到三种人要悔改。
Three kinds of people.
第一种是谁？
Who is the first one?
教会中的传道人要悔改。
Preachers among the churches need to repent.
哎呀，感谢神。
Thank God.
今天有多少传道人？
Today, how many of the preachers
在神的真道上不忠心？
Is not faithful in the word of God's truth.
他们在神的真理上妥协。
They compromise on God's word.
为了迎合这个世界的潮流，社会的潮流，迎合今天人里面的所这个喜欢的东西。
Simply to pander to the world's trend, to the course of the world, pander to the needs of people.
所以他说，今天没有真理，没有正道来影响这个社会，来影响美国。
So there is no truth.
没有影响教会。
So there is no truth, the word of God, to impact the whole United States nor the church.
所以第一个悔改，教会中的传道人，包括我自己在里头。
So who is the first to repent? All the preachers, including myself.
包括在我们中间的负责弟兄。
Including the all the responsible brothers.
教会的领袖带头的。
All the leaders who take the leadership.
常常站在讲台上的。
All of you who often stand at this pulpit.
第二种人，
the second type of people need to repent.
所有他说是蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
It's all the brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace.
不过这句话我觉得有一些不是那么合乎真理了。
Although, I have some qualms about this statement. I don't think it coincides with the truth, regardless.
为什么他们要悔改?
Why is it they need to repent?
他们不读经。
Because they do not read the God's word.
他们不祷告。
Nor do they pray.
他们没有爱心。
Nor do they have love.
他们不敢传福音。
Nor do they dare to share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是真正得救重生的基督徒吗？不读经，不祷告的。当然我们祷告不够，当然我们读经的时间也不够，当然我们的爱心也不够，但是你说不读经不祷告没有爱心，这是已经得救重生的基督徒吗？我要打一个大问号。
Are all of those who do not study God's word, do not pray, have no love, do not dare to share the gospel, are they truly born again Christians? I have to place a big question mark upon this statement. Yes, we do not study the Bible enough, pray not fervently enough, no love, or didn't dare to share the gospel sometimes. But I would not say people exhibiting this kind of behavior are born again Christians.
我还要加上一点很重要的。
And I want to add one more thing.
今天生的儿女很普遍。
It's so prevalent among God's children today.
不要听纯正的道理。
Because God's people do not want to, they do not want to endure the sound doctrine.
提摩太后书第三章讲得很清楚，时节时候降道，人要厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，眼而不听正道。他们要听什么？听那一些虚妄的话。
Second Timothy chapter 3 tells us explicitly that the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine according to their own desires because they have itching ears. So they heap up teachers for themselves. They would turn away from the truth and be turned aside to what? To fables, myths.
正像以赛亚书第三十章第十节。那里讲那句话。
Just as Isaiah chapter 30, we read this verse.
那一些悖逆的儿女，悖逆的百姓，对着先见怎么讲？
All those rebellious people, rebellious children, what did they say to seers?
不要说那些不吉利的话，就是不要看见那些异象。
They say, do not see vision, do not talk about all those inauspicious words to us.
什么叫 vision? 就是神要审判，耶路撒冷要毁坏。圣城要毁坏，以色列百姓要被掳，你们不要讲这些不吉利的事，不要讲这些异象，神已经告诉他们。
What is the vision they don't want to see? That is God's judgment that Jerusalem will be destroyed, people will taken away captive, and all these things they don't want to hear.
不要说正直的话，正直的。
They don't want to
正的话，正的正理，对不对？
They don't want to hear the right, the word, the righteous, the right words, and that is God's word.
要像我们说任何的话 pleasant, 哎呀，听了很快乐的话，很喜欢的话。
Speak to us pleasant words that would make us joyful.
给我们讲那些 illusion, 这个非常虚妄的这些东西，成功神学啊，成功福音啊，这些东西。
Talk to
不可能的事。
Talk to us instead all the prosperity gospel, all the nice words.
这篇文章最后谁要悔改？当然不信的人，他们要悔改。
The third type of people who need to repent, of course, are the non-believers.
再不要说人定胜天。
Never say that man rules over heaven.
再不要拜偶像。
Don't worship idols, false gods anymore.
谁做这一次的 virus 悔改
Repent through this virus.
感谢神
We give thanks to God.
最后他怎么讲
Lastly, the author said,
他说我们要谨慎
We need to take heed. We need to be sober because the day of the Lord is near.
万物寂绝的时候到了
The end of all things is at hand.
再一次的提醒我们。
Once again, we should be reminded.
所以随着这一次的 virus, 对基督徒也好，对着不信的人也好，对着每一个人，都有他属灵的意义在其中。
So this virus has its spiritual meaning, either, whether it's to non-believers and to believers, to God's children.
我们再回到大祭司的祷告。
Let's come back to the priestly prayer of our Lord.
愿他们看见我的荣耀。
Let I desire them to behold my glory.
你要进神的国吗
？Do you want to enter the kingdom, God?
你的魂得救了吗
？Is your soul saved yet?
你是不是有个成圣的那个生活
？Are you living a sanctified life?
感谢神，我们的灵已经得救了。
We give thanks to our God that our spirit is saved.
感谢主，我们已经称义了。
We thank our Lord that we have been justified.
我们也深信主来的时候。
We are convinced that when the Lord returns.
我想每个人都很有这个把握。
I believe everyone has this assurance.
主来的时候，刹那之间，我们的身体都要改变，我们都要被提。
When the Lord returns,
一刹眼之间。
When the Lord returns, in a moment, we shall be changed, our body shall be changed, and we shall be taken up.
我们身体要得救。
Our body shall be saved.
我们要得着荣耀。
And we will receive this glory.
但是这里讲到荣耀，就有一些人有一些不同的看法了。
Of course, when we speak of this glory, many people have different opinions on it.
不管怎样，我们的灵得救了，有一天我们身体也得赎。
Regardless, our spirit is saved, and one day our body will be redeemed also.
不管怎样，我们已经称义了，有一天我们要得着荣耀。
No matter what, we have been justified. One day we shall obtain the glory.
但是不要忘记有一件事。
But don't forget this one thing.
从你称义得救的那一天。
From the very day you are justified.
一直到我们被提。身体得赎得荣耀的一天。
Until you are raptured and your body is redeemed and you receive glory.
中间有一段漫长的路程。
There is a long journey in between.
那就是大而可怕的旷野。
That is a great and terrible wilderness.
我已经走了68年。
I've been journeying in this wilderness for 68 years.
我知道我的姊妹，我那一天交通，她也差不多有40年了，那就。已经40年到现在。
And I had a fellowship with interpreter the other day, and it has almost been 40 years for her also.
我想我们中间还有不少的弟兄姊妹都是30年、40年，我们还在旷野里面行走。
And I believe in our midst there are many brothers and sisters who are journeying in this wilderness for 30-40 years now.
所以我刚刚提到了《申命记》第八章。
So I mentioned Deuteronomy chapter 8.
那里提到三次提到他要苦练你们，试炼你们，管教你们。
Three times that the Lord says he will humble you, test you, and chasten you.
我最近在我们教会教通的就是这个题目，大而可怕的旷野。
And recently I have been on fellowshipping on this topic, the great and terrible wilderness in my church.
若是主允许的话，我们下半年，若是神允许，我还活在这里的时候，
Lord willing,
我们来交通。
If I am still alive in the latter part of this year, I shall fellowship on this theme.
那就是七月份了，对不对？
And that should be in July, right?
这里又想到我的姊妹。
Now, at this moment, I remember my wife.
她本来4月2号就要回来的，她现在。他每一年冬天一月份一直到三月份整个三个月在那里过冬与他的儿子也就是我的儿子在一起
Supposedly she should return to New Jersey on April the 2nd she usually goes to Florida for 3 months to stay with my son
结果给我很坏的消息他还要延迟三个月差不多要到6月、7月份才回来。
She gave me such a bad news the other day that she saying that she would stay in Florida for another 3 months, so she won't return until June or July.
叫我大失所。
So I was so disappointed.
本来我每天都在那里算，还有2个礼拜。
Every day I was marking the calendar, thinking
2
more weeks.
讲了这次到，就是还有2个礼拜，他就回来。他每年都是这个时候。
Supposedly, after I share in your church today, in 2 weeks, she should return as she usually does.
我一听见这个消息，我非常不高兴。
When I heard of this news, I was very, very unhappy.
因为他的儿子不要他回来。
Because her son does not want her to return.
他打什么飞机？这个干扰到什么东西？
He is afraid that she might contract the virus.
后来我就对他讲，你既然听儿子的话，你以后就不要回来。
So I told her that if you listen to your son, don't you ever come back again.
哎呀，他也笑起来了。
And she cracked up.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
七月份我还在这里，我同你们交通，大而可怕的旷野，太重要了。
Lord willing, in July, if I am still alive.
什么叫大而可怕的旷野？做什么的？
I will share on this crucial topic, that is the great and terrible wilderness.
这里讲到三次，就是苦练你们，试炼你们，为了什么一个原因？最后第十五节。
And three times the Lord said, I will humble you, test you for what purpose? In the last part of verse 15.
有一个目的的。
And for one reason.
叫你们谦卑下来。
Verse 16, that.
叫你们终究得到福气。终究得到福气。
That you may humble yourself in the end to do you good.
什么是终究的福气？
What is this to do you good in the end?
最大的福气进神的国。
The greatest blessing is to enter the kingdom of God.
最大的荣耀进神的国。
The greatest glory is to enter the kingdom of God.
最大的恩典进神的国。
The greatest grace is to enter the kingdom of God.
最宝贝的应许进神的国。
The most precious promise is to enter his kingdom.
终究叫你们得福。
This is what he means to do you good in the end.
今天试炼你们，苦练你们，叫你们成圣，叫你们的魂得救，不然你没有资格进到神的国。听清楚。
Today, God humbled us, testify us, and sanctified us to work on the salvation of our souls. Otherwise, you're not qualified to enter the kingdom of God.
我很尊敬的一位弟兄。
A brother that I respect very much.
假如他活着，现在大概应该100多岁了。
If he were alive, he should be over 100 years old.
我也看了很多他写的书。
I read many of his books.
很得帮助。
And I was greatly helped.
他曾经讲一句话。
And he once said this.
那这句话就很早以前他写的书了，我所看到的。As, 几十年以前的。
Probably decades ago, I saw this statement in one of his early writings.
他怎么讲的？
What did he say?
一个得救的基督徒啊，他说一个得救的基督徒。
He said that a saved Christian.
因为他们有这样的看法，你只要受浸了，你就得救了。
Because this is their understanding that once you are baptized, you're saved.
你的灵就得救了，你就称义了，永远不会灭亡的。
You are justified, your spirit is saved, you will never perish.
这句话当然对的。
Of course, the statement is correct.
接下来说。
And then he said,
你已经得救了。
Once you're saved.
但是你120年的生活还是老样子，你有资格进神的国吗？
He asked this question, once you are saved, but you remain the same as you were before you were saved for 10 and 20 years, are you qualified to go enter the kingdom of God?
我不知道这弟兄，这么属灵的弟兄怎么会讲这句话，可能吗？
I don't understand such a spiritual brother would say something like this.
重生的，有了新的生命的，基督在他的里面成了生命的，当然这个改变不是很快，我还要讲。为什么要38年过旷野？一面看是浪费，但是我告诉弟兄姊妹，今天没有时间了，也是需要的，是需要的，要38年，我们的旧人要改变，我们那旧的生命要改变，让基督那个新的生命能够从我们身上彰显。这么简单吗？2年你就可以进到迦南地，2年你就可以魂就完全得救了吗？完全成圣了吗？感谢神的怜悯，38年的旷野，我已经走了68年，他走了40年，是需要的。
A truly born again Christian with the life of Christ within, can he be transformed in 1 or 2 years? The change takes time. So the great and dreadful wilderness. Although it took Israelites 38 years to journey in, is nevertheless needed because it takes that much of time for God to transform them. Just like I have been treading in this way for 60 years, my sister being journeying in for 40 years. So it does definitely take time for God to transform us. Therefore, this great and dreadful wilderness is indispensable.
我们能够变成主的形象。
For
永上加荣，永上 加荣，就好像主的灵变成的，这是需要一段过程的。
It requires a process for us to be conformed to the image of the Son of God from glory to glory.
弟兄姊妹，不会十年二十年你还是老样子。他说还在那里赌博，每天还在吃酒，每天做这个，同以前完全没有可能吗？他不管教你吗？他所爱的，他就要管教的。
The brother used this example as one who has been saved, but yet for 10 or 20 years continue to drink wine or to gamble. Is it possible? I question. No, because God will chasten you. He will discipline you if you are truly his child.
他就是要你进到那个最大的荣耀，同他一样。
Because he wants you to enter into the greatest glory as he.
招我们是信实的，他必定要成就这事的。
Faithful is he who calls us, he shall bring it to pass.
最后，彼得前书第四章讲得非常的清楚，义人的就是难的，义人的就谁是义人？既然义人怎么还得救？这就是魂的得救。
Lastly, in 1 Peter chapter 4, Peter says that with difficulty that the righteous is saved. If he is saved, why is it with difficulty? This is, refers to the salvation of souls.
所以你们按照神的旨意受苦的，你们要一心为善，要把自己的魂交托给那一个信实造化的主，他是信实的。他是全能的，他是创造万有的。有一天，这个旷野的路你要走完的，你要成圣，你的魂得救，进入主耶稣基督那个最大的荣耀。
Therefore, he who suffers according to the will of God should commit their souls to God as a faithful Creator. Who is faithful, who is omnipotent. One day you will finish the journey of this great and dreadful wilderness, and you will be changed, conformed to the image of God. In the end, you shall enter into the glory, into the kingdom.
最后，希伯来书第十二章，主耶稣怎么讲？
Hebrews 12, what does our Lord Jesus say?
连主耶稣都有这样一个荣耀的盼望。
Even our Lord Jesus.
他最后他怎么讲的？因摆在我前面的喜乐，所以我可以忍受十字架的苦难，忍受十字架的苦难，因着摆在我前面的喜乐。什么是主耶稣那个荣耀的喜乐？感谢神！所以你们这些受苦的人，不要疲倦，不要灰心，不要疲倦。
Even our Lord Jesus has this hope. He has to go through his destined journey. Therefore, he says that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising shame, and now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Therefore, he encourages all of us who are still in the journey, do not be discouraged, nor be weary.
把自己的魂
Commit your souls
交托给那信实造化的神
to the faithful creator.
一切都要过去
Everything will be over.
自战自清的苦楚要为我们换接种无比永远的荣耀感谢神
For the momentary and light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Thank God.
低头祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你以上这段时间。
Lord, we give thanks to you for the above time.
我们要为着今天的教会，你的儿女。
And for today's church, your children.
我们在这里祷告。
We pray here.
愿你把所有你的儿女带到圣宝座的跟前。
May you lead all your children to the throne of grace.
我们都能够蒙怜惜的恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
So that we could find mercy, obtain grace for help.
主，让我们不惧怕，不惊慌。
Lord, Let us not fear, not panic.
万军的耶和华与我们同在。
The Lord of hosts is with us.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
让你在这个时代得到荣耀。
Let you be glorified in this time.
不叫撒旦在你的面前控告我们。
Do not let Satan accuse us before you.
这些软弱的人，你说宝血买来的人。
All these weak people bought by your precious blood.
竟然同世人一样的在那里害怕不动。
Should fear and tremble just like the rest of the world.
主让你的名受到羞辱。
So that your name would be put to shame.
刚讲我们。
Strengthen us.
阳才的灯火你不会的吹灭，压伤的芦苇你不会折断，一人七次跌倒终必兴起。
The righteous, even though he falls seven times, you shall raise him up. The flickering wick you shall not snuff off, and the bruised reed you shall not break.
你乐意饶恕人。
Oh Lord, you're ready to forgive.
你有恩典，有怜悯。
You have mercy and grace.
你不轻易发怒。
You are slow to be angry.
你有丰盛的慈爱。
And you are abundant in loving kindness.
你永远不撇下我们。
You shall never forsake us.
你曾经允许我们，你永不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
You once promised us that you will not leave us or forsake us.
所以我们可以放胆地说，有神与我们同在，人能够把我们这样，环境能够把我们这样。
So we can boldly say, if the Lord be with us, what can the circumstance or man do to us?
保守我们，坚固我们。
Watch over us and strengthen us.
但愿是主般的恩典的神在基督里召我们得享永远的荣耀，叫我们忍受苦难以后，你要成全我们，坚固我们，加力量给我们。但愿全能荣耀都归给万王之王，万主之主，从今时也直到永永远远。祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的名。
May the God of peace who have called youto his glory in Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect, settle, strengthen, and establish you, and to him be glory and power forever and ever, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Amen.